رسول الله عليه السلام said, He is not from us. He is not from us. He is not from us.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program He is not from us. Our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said, Adorn or decorate your gatherings by sending blessings upon me. For your recitation of durood, salawat, will be light, nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa minna bal lam yarham saghirana wa yuwaqqir kabirana wa ya'rif lana haqqana. He is not from us, or he is not one of us, who does not show compassion to our young, does not show respect to our old, meaning the elders, and does not recognize our rights, meaning the rights of Muslims. A believer has a right, or has rights over another believer. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam specified this in the hadith mentioned. What are the rights of a believer over another believer? I would like to share this with you in light of a hadith from mentioned by Imam Tirmizi. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, a Muslim has six rights over another Muslim. Number one, when he is ill, he should be visited. Number two, when he dies, his funeral should be attended. Number three, when he invites, his invitation should be accepted. Number four, when he is met, he should be given salam, the Islamic greeting. Number five, when he sneezes, he should be answered. Meaning, if he sneezes and he says, Alhamdulillah, or Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. If he says this the sunnah way, then on hearing this, it is his right upon the other Muslim that the other Muslim answers him by saying, Yarhamukallah. Number six, in his presence or in his absence, he must care for him, or he must be his well-wisher. He must be someone who looks out for him. So those were the six rights that a Muslim has over another Muslim. Now a very powerful hadith I would like to share with you. Short but very powerful. And if we keep this prophetic tradition in mind, it will really put our lives into perspective. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, لَسْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَيْسَتْ مِنِّي. I am not from this world, and it is not from me. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam expressed an aversion, expressed a dislike for this world. Now you may be thinking, why should one dislike this world? And one reason is obvious. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam taught us and instructed us to show dislike to this world and not to become inclined to this world. The reality is that this world is a deceptive world. People who chase this world, their chase never ends. They carry on running, trying to attain more. It's like an insatiable desire. They may attain more wealth, but that wealth does not give them any contentment. To gain more in this dunya, to gain more of this dunya rather, they will move away from their loved ones. They will bear separation from their loved ones and those who have rights over them. Why? Because they want a better quality of life in dunya for themselves and for their children or their loved ones. But in the end, ultimately what happens is that they spend most of their life striving And when they think, if they live long enough, the moments of any contentment in their hearts and minds is not really contentment, it's restlessness. The truth is, a believer lives in this world like a traveler. He takes from this world what he needs. What he needs to live, to fulfill rights, to ensure that he is not in debt, and to leave this world in a state where he has spent most of his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having more in this world, or having more than he needs in this world, should not be something that he aspires to achieve. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this world is cursed. Everything within it is cursed, except for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which brings one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scholar and the student of knowledge. A very powerful hadith again. The exceptions mentioned in the hadith, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which enables one to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which again is related to obedience, it's related to worship, it's related to seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's related to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being aware, being conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholar and the student of knowledge, because they teach and learn the religion. This is how they spend their time. And that is a type of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is for the preservation of the religion. These actions are exceptions. Otherwise, this world, generally speaking, is a cursed place. Some people might think, what is dunya? How can I differentiate between actions which are worldly actions and religious actions, or religiously rewarding actions, or even actions that are permissible that are not in any way reprehensible or blameworthy? How can I differentiate? Some points of wisdom related to how we differentiate between this world, dunya, what is worldly and what is religious or religiously rewarding. Some points are mentioned by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi. He says that when referring to this world being cursed or a cursed place, according to this, commenting on this, he says, whatever makes one or leads to one becoming heedless, forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that is dunya. So that which takes you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes you heedless, this is dunya. This is the negative element or negative aspect of this world that has been referred to as cursed. This heedlessness, this negligence. And he continues, he says, it can also be, or it can refer to whatever leads to the displeasure of Allah and His Messenger. So actions which may make Allah and His Messenger may lead to them becoming displeased with us, all such actions can also fall under the category of dunya. To feed your children, to look after your family, to dress, to look after your home, this is not that dunya or cursed dunya which is mentioned in hadith. These were things that were done by by the noble prophets, alayhi wasalam. These elements of life are actually linked to religion and rights of people. So it's very important to remember, as a general rule, that which leads to negligence, heedlessness, in terms of being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if anything which may displease them, that is dunya. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed a she-goat with some companions, a dead she-goat, and he questioned the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know how insignificant this she-goat is to its master? Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by He who is in control of my life, this world is more insignificant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this she-goat is to its master. So the fact that this she-goat, it's dead, it's just lying there, it has absolutely no use to its master, it has no value whatsoever. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba that this world, the dunya that you're living in, this has less significance. It's more insignificant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this dead she-goat is to its original master. A very clear expression of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not value this world. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam continued, and he said that even if it had the value of the wing of a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not give the disbelievers a single drop of water. The hadith, the narration, makes it very clear to us that this world is something which is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed no inclination to this world because his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala did not consider this world to be of any significance. So can you imagine people who leave the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who turn away from their prayers, who turn away from their religious duties, and the excuse that they give is that they were doing something in this world, which may not necessarily be to serve their families. It's something personal. They're just fulfilling their desires. On the Day of Judgment, when they rise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forbid, if we are among those people who gave preference to the desires of this world, to the allure of this world, and when we rise on the Day of Judgment, we are told to answer why we gave preference to this world over the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how our heads will drop in shame, how humiliated we will feel. So to save ourselves from this humiliation, we must understand that this world and chasing this world is not our purpose in life. We're just here to gather, accumulate as many good deeds as we can, to make as many people happy as we can, to spread good among as many people as we can, to try to change people for the better as much as possible, so that any of these deeds may become an excuse for us to be forgiven. If we are people, or we become people, or remain people who follow the desires of this world, then when the mist clears, the fire will be waiting for us. And this is the reality of the fire, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned this. He said that hell is covered, the fire of hell is actually veiled by desires. So people are following their desires, this mist of desires which hides the fire of hell. When this mist clears, hell will be waiting, the fire will be waiting. So we really must change our lives for the better, redirect our lives if we've been heading in that direction where it's just about this world and nothing else. We know in our hearts how much inclination there is to this world. Some people may apparently be very religious, they may have a religious appearance, but their hearts are overwhelmed by the love of this world. Now I would like to share with you a revelation sent to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, in which there are many lessons to be learnt. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners that no sin is greater than my forgiveness, and warn the Siddiqeen. The Siddiqeen meaning the extremely truthful people. This is actually a rank among the people. After the prophets, the next rank is of those who are described as Siddiqeen, the extremely exceptionally truthful people. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he is referred to as Siddiq in the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So the next part of the revelation says, warn the extremely truthful, exceptionally truthful people that they should not be happy with their deeds. For when I take account of my blessings from anyone, I destroy him. O Dawood, if you want to love me, then you must take the love of this world out of your heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing that to have true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means not having love for this world. So I repeat that part of the revelation. If you want to love me, then take the love of this world out of your heart. Because my love and the love of this world cannot gather or cannot be together in one heart. So a heart or a person who claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart will not also have the love of this world. The revelation continues, O Dawood, whosoever loves me, he offers the night prayer, the tahajjud prayer. He wakes up in the middle of the night and he offers this prayer. So if you want to know a sign of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular narration it's made clear that those who love Allah will wake up in the middle of the night, wake up and they will offer the tahajjud prayer. So just to go back, O Dawood, those who love me, or whosoever loves me rather, will offer the tahajjud prayer when other people are sleeping. He will remember me when he is on his own. He will remember me when he is alone, when other people are heedless of my remembrance. He will express gratitude for my blessing when the forgetful ones are heedless or in heedlessness. So this narration makes it very clear that if we want to have true love for our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must turn away from this world. We cannot have the love or the desires of this world in our heart. We must strive to purify our hearts from the love of this world, because the love of Allah and the love of this world cannot be in one heart, as Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam was told. Waking up with tahajjud prayer when people are sleeping. People say that when I get old I will pray, or they choose not to pray the prayers, the parts of the prayers that are not emphasized or are not compulsory, saying that, oh, it's not compulsory, I don't need to do it. These actions are for people who have the health to do it. If young people are not going to do these things, how can you expect? It's like the opposite. Young people should be doing more in worship, but they choose to wait until an old age, which is not guaranteed. And you have elderly people who struggle physically, but they are up in the middle of the night. They are doing all these extra acts of worship. It should have been the opposite, or it should at least be equal, that if the elderly people are able to do it, then surely I can show my devotion, my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing more acts of worship and extra prayers and reciting more Quran and studying the religion, following the sunnah wholeheartedly, even the extra elements which are not binding. I will do it because it's part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also in this, gratitude, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are blessed with an increase in blessings. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you're on your own, you supplicate, you show your devotion, there is less chance of showing off. There is less chance of ostentation. There is more chance of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is watching. Allah is watching. For Him, to please Him, you seek forgiveness in the best way, you worship Him in the best way, and you seek and you attain acceptance in His court through His grace and mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to save ourselves from the deception of this world. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
رسول الله عليه السلام said he is not from us he is not from us he is not from us, he is not from us.